Letting it go. For some people it's easy and for some people it's hard. When someone says something that hurts your feelings, you can either let it slide off you or run away crying. When I was little, I'd probably pick the second choice, and that affected what I wanted to do in life. I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but now I know how wrong I was. I've been dancing since I was 2 years old and always loved it, especially modern dancing at a place called Dance Mission. Dancing was perfect because I could perform in a group. I never liked performing alone. I loved getting on the stage and hearing the rush of the audience clapping, the lights dimming, and everyone scrambling to remember their steps. Our sparkly dresses would flash in the multicolored lights to the point where they were blinding. Almost too soon, the lights would stop flashing and the music would quiet. We'd rush off the stage, the audience's claps pounding in our eardrums. Even going backstage and struggling out of our dresses was enjoyable, but disappointing because it was all over. The day I quit dancing was one I've regretted ever since. I remember our teacher, Tina, telling our dance class to get into partners. All the little 8-year-old girls in the class rushed toward their best friends, except for me. It was a new class, and I didn't know anyone. Two girls were talking in the corner when Tina told us to listen, so she separated them. One of the girls was paired with me and told Tina that she didn't want to be my partner. That tiny comment was enough to set me off, and I ran out crying. Maybe it was because I was new and felt like nobody liked me, or maybe I was just too little to ignore her, but I quit. Now I wish I hadn't taken that so personally. I know I was always sensitive about things like being new and not knowing anyone, but I still wish I hadn't done that. I did get something out of the experience, though. I learned that it's okay to be hurt, and even though it's hard to pick the first choice and let something slide off you, it's better to do that because most of the time, the person who hurt your feelings didn't know what they were saying. With the Perspective, I'm Noah Mendoza.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.